Texte numéro 87. Racism has always been a scam, a political construction. For Lillian Thuram, the World Cup has never been enough. Even before ending a playing career, he has been trying to contribute to a profound social change. The foundation he set up in 2008 aims to educate people out of racism. Since hanging up his boots that year, he has also, among many other things, campaigned against sexism and homophobia, advised the French government on social integration, been awarded honorary degrees by the universities of Stirling and Stockholm. He has written several books. The English version of his latest one, entitled White Thinking: Behind the Mask of Racial Identity, is published on Friday. In it, he calls for race suicide. He aims to liberate people from identity prisons. He knows these are jolting terms. Thuram believes it is important to prod people, particularly white people, into thinking more deeply about societal structures and race. My book says, if we are to talk about racism, it's with whites that we have to talk. It's like with sexism. The people who need to be educated are men and boys. No one is born black or white, he says. We all need to be aware that history has led us to wearing skin colour masks, and in the book, I invite people to remove those masks. To remove them, you have to know the history of these identities linked to skin colour, the social hierarchies that were devised. When we understand history, we understand that racism has always been a scam. It has always been a political construction, designed to smash the ties of solidarity between human beings in order to exploit certain people so that a minority can get rich. We have to promote the idea that we are human beings before anything else. Generally speaking, the majority don't want change because they have settled into their habits, so a minority has to be able to instigate change. Since the sport is a prominent part of society, it can influence and be influenced. Thuram says what players do matters. It's very important that players continue to take the knee before matches, to condemn the injustices that affect people of colour, he says. English football has to be congratulated for continuing to do this. They are really pioneers in developing awareness, at least in football. What they are doing encourages people to reflect. Thuram does not expect governing bodies to take strong steps to engender change unless pressured into doing so. Change never comes at first from the authorities. If you want to bring about change, you have to do things so that the authorities are compelled to change. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2021.